I've always been a diehard fan of The Simpsons, with Krusty the Clown being one of my favorites. His crude humor and chaotic lifestyle were sources of endless entertainment. So when I landed a research internship at a prestigious archive dedicated to the history of television, I jumped at the chance to delve into the origins of some of TV's most iconic characters, Krusty included. The archives were located in a Gothic-style building, its walls lined with shelves upon shelves of old scripts, production notes, and rare footage. My task was simple yet thrilling, to unearth anything related to the inception and evolution of Krusty the Clown. On my third day, deep within a section reserved for the oldest and most fragile documents, I stumbled upon a dust-covered, leather-bound folder, unmarked and seemingly forgotten. Curiosity piqued, I carefully opened it, revealing a stack of yellowed papers filled with notes and sketches that predated Krusty's first appearance on The Simpsons. The notes were written in the handwriting of a person I didn't recognize, not Matt Groening's signature style that I'd become familiar with through my research. These documents told a story far removed from the comedic underpinnings of Krusty's character. According to the notes, the original inspiration for Krusty was not a figment of imagination, but a real person. A traveling clown from the early 1900s, known only as Krustofsky the Unsettling. Krustofsky was described as a peculiar figure who performed in the most remote villages. His act known not for bringing laughter, but for leaving audiences in a state of unnerving discomfort. His makeup, unlike the bright and cheerful facade of modern clowns, was grotesquely exaggerated, with deep, dark eye sockets and a wide, menacing grin that seemed more a grimace of pain than a smile. The sketches accompanying these descriptions depicted a figure that I found myself reluctant to look at for too long, as if the drawn eyes could see right through me. As I delved deeper into the notes, I discovered that Krustofsky's performances were rumored to involve bizarre rituals and macabre tricks that unsettled even the most stoic adults. Children would often disappear on nights when his peculiar, creaky caravan was in town, only to return days later, silent and withdrawn, with no memory of where they had been. The climax of this harrowing tale was a faded newspaper clipping, brittle with age, detailing the mysterious disappearance of Krustofsky, leaving behind only his caravan found abandoned at the edge of a forest, its interior decorated with strange symbols that no one could decipher. Shaken by what I'd read, I couldn't help but wonder, how had this disturbing tale morphed into the comedic relief of Krusty the Clown? Was it a deliberate transformation, a way to sanitize a dark history? Or perhaps something more unintentional, a forgotten truth buried under layers of fiction? As I pondered these questions, the dim light of the archives seemed to grow colder, the shadows deeper. I felt a sudden urge to leave, to put distance between myself and the unsettling origins I'd discovered. Yet as I prepared to close the folder and return it to its dusty solitude, a small handwritten note fell out. Its message simple and chilling. Beware the laughter that hides the screams. I left the archives that day with more questions than answers, my mind racing with the implications of my discovery. That evening, unable to shake off the unease that clung to me like a second skin, I decided to share my findings with a colleague, hoping for rational explanation or, at the very least, some shared disbelief. However, when I returned to the archives the next morning to retrieve the documents, the folder was gone. In its place was a thin layer of dust, undisturbed, as if it had never been there at all. Panic set in as I frantically searched the surrounding shelves, but it was futile. The story of Krustofsky the Unsettling had vanished as mysteriously as the man himself. My inquiries about the folder were met with blank stares and dismissive shrugs, as if I was the only one who had ever known of its existence. Confused and more than a little frightened, I couldn't help but dive deeper into the rabbit hole. I scoured online forums, hunted down books on obscure entertainers, and reached out to historians of early 20th century performance art. Each effort led me further into a maze of contradictions and dead ends. No one had ever heard of Krestovsky the Unsettling, and any trace of the clown seemed to have been erased from history, except for the haunting sketches and notes burned into my memory. As weeks turned into months, the obsession consumed me. My dreams were haunted by Krestovsky's menacing grin and the eerie silence of the children. I soon found myself questioning everything I thought I knew about the world of entertainment and the shadows that lurk beneath its surface. Determined to find answers, I embarked on a journey to the locations mentioned in the old newspaper clipping. Each a dead-end village where modernity seemed to have passed by. In every place I asked about Krestovsky, only to be met with fearful glances and hurried signs of a cross. It was clear that, even after a century, the name invoked a palpable fear. My journey came to a head in a forgotten village, shrouded in mist and silence. Here I found an elderly woman who claimed her grandmother had been a child when Krestovsky performed his last show. With a voice as fragile as the decaying pages I'd found months ago, she recounted tales passed down through generations. Tales of a clown who wasn't human, a creature that fed on the innocence of children, transforming it into a source of power that could defy death itself. According to her story, the villagers, driven to desperation, had sought the help of a shaman who trapped Krestovsky's essence within the symbols painted inside his caravan. Symbols that acted as a cage, locking him away from our world. The price was the silence of the children. A small sacrifice to ensure the entity's imprisonment. As I listened, the final piece of the puzzle fell into place. The disturbing origin of Krusty the Clown was not just the forgotten legacy of a sinister entertainer, but a warning. A reminder of the darkness that can lurk behind even the most innocent of facades. I returned home, my search over, but the knowledge I carried was a heavy burden. I knew that the laughter of Krusty, so beloved by fans around the world, hid a scream that was eternal. A scream from a past that refused to be forgotten. And as I sat down to watch an episode of The Simpsons, I couldn't help but wonder if somewhere in the depths of his animated eyes, the essence of Krestovsky the Unsettling was laughing back at me, biding his time, waiting for the day when the world would once again be ready to hear the character's true origins.